The funeral of Pierre Gamayel, Lebanon's murdered minister of industry, was held in Beirut today. The politician from the Christian faction of Lebanon's government was assassinated on Monday, bringing Lebanon's government to the brink of a political crisis. We are joined today by Ghassem Makhem, a social activist with Samadoun, a grassroots relief and educational organization based in Lebanon. So can you describe the situation in Lebanon since the murder of Pierre Gamayel?
Came at a time when the opposition, which is formed from Hezbollah, the Free Patriotic Current, which is a centrist Christian party, and various other Arab nationalist and leftist parties were planning to have a demonstration to call for a national unity government and a early elections. And the assassination came at that time and gave the regime some more support, to try to block the call for the national unity government. Today there was a demonstration of a few tens of thousands of people in downtown Beirut, which was in a sense quite opposed to what the opposition was calling for. And as we speak today, we've been getting calls about some clashes between different sects in some areas of Beirut.
Okay. We've heard the United States say that they will stand by Lebanon and protect the independence of the country from the encroachment of Syria and Iran. Do you feel this is a good way of describing the situation, that Syria and Iran are involved?
As someone living in Beirut, I don't know where Syria and Iran are. Plus, I'm not quite sure about what the United States means by protecting Lebanon. You know, the last time they wanted to protect Lebanon, Israel killed 1,300 people at least. I think what the United States is trying to do is support a regime that does not really have a clear majority in the country. And it's just because it's a regime that supports the United States policies in the Middle East. And there's a lot of talk here about the United States involvement in some of the assassinations that have happened in the past 2 years. We all know that the United States does not necessarily play a very positive role in such cases.
Okay. Now, you've spoken about Hezbollah and its criticism of the Lebanese government. Hezbollah has suggested unseating the government. Now, does the criticism that Hezbollah has for the government, does it have any merit? And basically, how has the
political... Of course.
Mm-hmm. Sorry? Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, of course it does have some merit, because we all know that during the war in July, at the beginning of the Israeli attacks on Lebanon, the government took a neutral position, and this is a quite strange for a government to take a neutral position concerning the attack on its people and its region. There are quite a few analysts here who think that the Lebanese government was complicit with Israel during the bombing. And personally, I think that the government, at least its neutral position, actually support. You know, it actually gave support to Israel's attack.
Okay, and actually talking about the attacks in July. Your organization, Samadoun, was very active in providing relief during the summer to the victims of the Israeli airstrikes.
Yes.
Okay. So can you tell us a little more about that, about Samadoun and what you're involved with and what you've been doing since the airstrikes this summer?
Well, Samadoun was formed right at the beginning of the attack. There were a few groups that... We're working on a solidarity with the people of Gaza because of the attack on Gaza. And we called for an open sit-in in downtown Beirut. The day we called for the sit-in, which was the 12th of July, was the day where the attacks began. So the sit-in transformed into a relief and solidarity coalition that started a campaign to support at least the resistance and the constituency of the resistance. The campaign in a month's time grew immensely, I would say, because we were able to contact a lot of grassroots organizations. It was a completely grassroots campaign with varying groups, you know, from political groups, leftist political groups, to the one of the bigger environmental centers in Lebanon, to the only gay and lesbian group in Lebanon, etc. As an example. Famidou was able during the war to provide the direct support for 12,000 refugees who came from the south to Beirut. Mm-hmm. And after the ceasefire, a lot of its activities have continued into supporting the returning refugees and supporting people in regions which were devastated by war.
Okay. And if we talk about today, we have analysts saying that there could be a civil war in Lebanon. So what is Samidoun's response on the ground right now in Lebanon to the current crisis?
Actually, Samidoun is formed of many groups that are particular in perspective and leftist groups. We're all working on various campaigns on the issue of religious sectarianism, which is a main problem in Lebanon. And our main response is to try and talk to people about trying to resolve issues in a non-violent manner, but also to support the act of resistance to Israeli aggression. Mm-hmm. Our non-violence does not mean that we cannot defend ourselves, but with the current situation, which is getting more tense as we speak right now, you know, people are talking about some limited clashes in some regions of Beirut. Samidoun will have a lot of work to do in the next few weeks, I think, at least in trying to talk to activate some campaigns that were happening in the past about dialogue between different confessional communities.
Okay. Well,
this is in addition to providing direct support to some of the devastated areas in South Lebanon and the suburbs of Beirut.
Okay, great. Well, thank you, Ghassam Hakam. Thank you for talking to us today.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye.
Bye.